You all may be seated, and I do invite all of my young friends to come up and join me, if they would so like. I promise I took a shower. I smell pretty good. I won't bite the first time. Oh, you and I keep talking about this A&M stuff. You wore that just for today, didn't you? Looking at you. Hey, friends. Today is a pretty great day, but it's also a day where I would like to acknowledge some of the hurt, some of the confusion, some of the pain that some of our mommies and daddies and adults in our lives may be feeling right now. Before we get into our story from Jesus, I do want to say I have immense gratitude and thankfulness for all of you for welcoming me into your congregation, into your church. I've said this, this is my third time saying this, and this is the time I'm crying. just thank you. Some of you may not know this about me, but I grew up in Oklahoma. Anyone know where Oklahoma's at?
It's right by Texas.
It's right by Texas, yes. Yes. It's north of Texas. Good job, bud. Yeah, so Oklahoma's just the state right above us. Yes, sir. I concede to that point. Your technicality is correct. Good job. Oh, we have a runaway. It's okay. So I grew up in Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, for all of the great things about it, including the Sooners.
No!
For all of the things that Oklahoma does have, Oklahoma's not always the nicest place to be for all of us. So I grew up in a church very different than the one that we sit in today. The church that I grew up in, we didn't really like to have kids do things during service time. We didn't really like having, especially little girls, read messages of the gospel. We didn't like hearing women talk. And especially people like me. You probably have a lot of friends and family who are like me, who are part of the gay community. We were not really welcomed in the church. So I'm really excited that you guys get to grow up in a place like this for all kinds of reasons. Number one, because I get to hang out with you, and that's pretty great for me, personally. But also because you get to learn some really incredible things about how to welcome the stranger and welcome the person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, think like you, live like you. And in today's gospel, there was something kind of weird going on with Jesus. Does anyone's face just like actually light up like the sun is just on it all the time? Does anyone's face light up like that? Your hair does in the summer. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in this gospel today, in the story of Jesus, Jesus is sitting at a mountain, and his face just starts glowing as if it was like Rudolph's nose, just bright glowing. And these two men who are supposed to be dead, but for some reason they're talking to Jesus, so don't really know what's going on there. These two men come and talk to Jesus, and they're having a little powwow, having a little hangout, just discussing some of the things that are going to go forward with Jesus in the next few months. And then the guys leave, and Jesus is alone, and his face kind of goes back to normal, and he just kind of acts like nothing happened. The story even says that everyone who was with him, Peter, James, John, they never spoke of it again. They just kind of let the story go to rest. But I think one of the things I really like about this story is something that you're not necessarily going to get right when you look at the text. What's going on that's really cool about this story is that people were changed by someone looking different than they first appeared they thought they were. So Jesus started glowing, and these men, the people that followed Jesus, I think they just started feeling like maybe what we're doing is right. Maybe this strange person, Jesus, whose face glows and tells us to do weird things about loving people and taking care of the hungry, maybe we should be listening to this guy. But there's something the story doesn't tell us. And the story doesn't tell us that that light that was on Jesus' face is actually inside each one of you. That all of us have this light of love and kindness. This love and this light mix together, and it gives you an opportunity to continue to be people who encourage one another. Something the story doesn't tell us either is that the people that were following Jesus, I think they were kind of tired. They had been on the road for a long time. And I'm not talking like a road to Oklahoma, which is a long 4-hour drive. I'm talking about like months and months, almost years of just traveling place to place, meeting people, helping people. And sometimes it kind of gets tiring just helping people all the time. It's like doing our service project nonstop for months on end. That's a lot of work. It'd make you tired. So these particular people, they were really tired of being on the road, and they might have started to lose faith a little bit. And in the midst of that, Jesus' face lit up, and he reminded them what they were doing. He encouraged them. And so I'm going to encourage y'all to every once in a while, let your face light up. Let that light of Christ that's in you shine as you share stories with one another, as you tell jokes, as you play games, as you clean your room, because it really helps your adults in your life if your room is clean a little bit. I know, it's crazy. I know, bud. But there's little things that we can do where we get to let the light of Christ come onto our face, and we get to love those that are around us. Do you think that's something that you can do? Maybe.
I don't know about cleaning our room part.
Fair enough.
I agree with you.
You agree? Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to put a big challenge on y'all. Listen to really good music and clean your rooms this week.
But do it together.
But do it together. Okay, yeah, tag team it. So, I want you guys to try to find ways to make that light of Christ come from out within you, to love one another, to share that joy, whatever that may look like for y'all. So I'm going to pray over us. And then, one little announcement. If the families do have our mite boxes raising all of the money during the offering, please put that into the offering plate before I forget. So I'm going to pray for us, and then you can go back to your adults. All right, let's pray. Our God, we're grateful that you never give up on us, that you continue to show us how to love bigger and wider than we think that we are capable of. May your light be on each one of these kiddos and each one of these adults as we continue to try to follow in your steps of love and kindness. I'm grateful for these friends of mine. I ask that you continue to watch over them and strengthen them on their days. Amen.